Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
.912, you know how much I love golf. You know how much I love what the Evans Scholars do. I'm a proud member of what they call the Par Club and make an annual contribution to try to help things along. And I was looking at their annual report the other day. There's some very generous people, including our own Dr. Kevin Most, who help, you know, pay it forward. Dr. Most and his brother Brad Most, both will happily tell you, they would not have been able to go to college if not for the Evans Scholar Foundation. So we bring in Vince Pellegrino. And, of course, we want to talk about the BMW. But first, we want to talk about that. How are you, Vince?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. We keep talking about playing golf, but you claim you're busy right now.
I'm very busy. The one thing I did want to ask you, because you're a Par Club member, that means you shoot par all the time, correct?
Yes, and then I bogey the next hole and double the next, and then I shoot another par. You know, it's a weird thing with me, because beginning of the year, I always threaten to quit. Because, you know, I'm just playing so awful. I'll come in here and I'll whine to Dave in it, and I'll go, I couldn't play worse. It's obviously over. There's no chance.
He really does, Vince.
And then it gets into July and August, and I kind of hit my stride, my groove. Now, my groove used to be pretty good. My groove now is I occasionally break 80. That's my groove. But my groove is, you know, makes me feel good about things. And then I get to the end of the year and I'm playing pretty good, and then it's over. And then the same cycle repeats next year, so you'd think I'd learn. But for all of us that love golf, we love that the BMW is going to be here. But I think more golfers need to know what you guys do at the Evans Scholars and the Western Golf Association every day.
Well, yeah, it's the sole charity of the BMW Championship, the Evans Scholars Foundation. So since 1930, we've sent over 11,000 kids to college on full tuition and housing scholarships. This year, this fall, actually, we're going to send 1,000 kids in school. We're going to have 1,000 kids in school attending 18 different universities across the country, mainly Big Ten universities, but we branch out to places like Colorado, University of Colorado, and Kansas. And
wasn't there a Boston College in there, a Boston University? I think I saw one of those.
Not yet, but you know, we're on the East Coast a little bit here with Penn State. We're looking to, you know, maybe expand to Maryland or somewhere on the East Coast as well. But it's really a coast-to-coast scholarship. So it's really a life-changing scholarship. I received it myself, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today without the scholarship. So it impacts a lot of kids' lives. And with the cost of education these days, it's more valuable than ever.
The idea being that you have an opportunity as a caddy to learn about life. Explain why that matters and how that plays out. That's not just a cliche.
No, it's not. And caddying, you know, regardless of the scholarship, is an incredible summer job. You know, you learn the value of hard work. I mean, you're up every morning, you know, getting to the golf course early. Carrying a bag is tough work. It's tougher, you know, when you're going left and right all day long. And
why you got to bring up?
Right,
why you got to bring up me again? Why can't it be about somebody else?
But you meet some very successful people. You learn how to communicate with those successful adults, and you learn the value of a dollar as well, and getting paid, you know, throughout the course of the summer. So it's an incredible summer job. It's and getting the scholarship on top of it is really life changing.
So these kids that end up caddying, they're not all golfers. I mean, some of these kids, they go through the program, they love golf, maybe they don't. But they develop a respect for the game. And the net benefit here, and I think this is what people need to wrap their heads around, is the doctors, the engineers, the kids get to chase whatever their dream, their individual dream is, and what's possible because they are helped in college where they wouldn't have been able to go.
They get a head start on their career, you know, by coming out of college debt free, being able to choose the path, you know, that they would like to choose, and not having to be worrying about college debt. Maybe, you know, if I want to be a doctor, you know, maybe I go into the field that I really want to, because I have less college debt and not necessarily the ones that pay the most.
Right.
You know, it's it's those kind of things that people don't necessarily think about when they think about this scholarship. But it sets you on the right track for your career and your future. It's an unbelievable gift that I received and that we give to 1,000 kids each year.
Yeah, and by the way, you may end up running tournaments on the PGA Tour. Not that Vince would like to give up his job anytime soon, but it can be a lead into a golf career as well.
For sure. And we've got some notable alumni like Sam Allen, who is the CEO of John Deere, who they host their own event on the PGA Tour.
Right.
And, Sam's an incredible supporter of the Evans Scholars Foundation, but, I'm sure it set him on the right path to his career as well.
All right, so let's talk about this tournament. My constant harangue, the PGA Tour ought to be in Chicago every single year, not just with the BMW, with a regular tour event. And there's talk about it, but we got 48 events in the Northeast. We got 900 on the West Coast and another 1,000 in Florida. And I'm only slightly exaggerating. This is a great, great, great golf town, golf state, golf area. You know it. I know it. And that's why the BMW is so much fun, because you get to see the top players in the world.
And, we're seeing that right now with our ticket sales, our corporate hospitality support, the volunteerism. We have over 2,000 people volunteering for this year's championship at Medina. The good news is that we're going to be in Chicago again next year at Olympia Field. So that's good, 2 years in a row. We'll see what happens after that. But, this year at Medina, the field is unbelievable. Not just the guy who's leading the FedEx Cup points, Brooks Koepka, and the guy right behind him, Rory McIlroy. But yesterday, Tiger Woods committed to the championship, so it'll be great to see him back at Medina. He's had a little bit of success here.
Once or twice.
A couple of PGAs here. It's an incredible golf course. It's looking great right now. If we can hold this weather, for a couple more weeks, I think we'll be in great shape. But the support of the Chicago golf fans have been tremendous. Tickets are still on sale, but we're filling up in certain areas. So the support's been incredible from the Chicago golf fan, and it's nice to be here 2 years in a row.
Vince, you mentioned volunteers. Are there still opportunities for volunteers?
We still have a few positions that we need some help with volunteers. It's on our website. You can certainly go and sign up to take on some of the positions that we have left, but not many positions left.
See, I think Steve would be, don't you agree, would be perfect for that? Just as one of the marshals out on the course.
I should be the starter. I should be the starter
maybe.
On the first tee.
Yeah.
And I should do it in the accent of the queen. And now, game number one. By the way, there's something, I don't even know if I can bring this up, but on BMW Media Day, I heard about this, and it was very cool. This could be top secret information, but we're only a couple weeks away from the tournament. If I say the word tiny houses to you, Vince, can I talk about this?
Yeah, for sure. It's really kind of an interesting idea that the club came up with Medina, and it's a hospitality venue. We've turned it into a hospitality. I think all the rage, these days is the tiny house craze, and you see it on HGTV or, DIY Network, where, people are buying these tiny homes that sleep two people, and maybe they're 200, 300 square feet. We have one on the golf course. We actually just had a group of members purchase it. The idea is that you have hospitality. It's almost like glamping out at the golf course, where you can stay overnight. And we're trying it out this year. We'll see if it catches on for the future.
In the location, it is right in the middle of the action. So you wake up, and the best golfers in the world on one of the best courses on the planet are right outside
where the
door of your house.
It's on the golf course.
It's on the golf course. It'd be outside
the
ropes.
It's on the 14th tee, between 14 and 18. And it's a tiny house, and they're going to have a patio with Adirondack chairs, and we'll have a bag game, and then
it's a par five
bag game. You can watch the players tee off on 14th tee, so it's a really cool spot.
Am I right? I've played that course a million times. It's the par five, right?
It's a par five, yeah.
Yeah, the one that goes back uphill.
Yeah, up the hill.
Yeah. It's just a cool idea. And the members that are going to be there are just going to have a blast. It's one of those things, I don't know about you, but I watch the tiny house thing, and I see it. I don't watch the show, but when I see it and stuff, I go, I could last in a tiny house about 4 days. How long do you think the tournament is? This is perfect.
It is perfect. We've got a lot of other things going on, though, not to mention a lot for kids to do. Kids are free. You know, we're back in the summertime, being in September for a long time, obviously being in a couple weeks here. Kids are still out of school, so kids are free the entire week. We've got a junior clinic on Tuesday. It's a non-participatory junior clinic. We're going to give away some goodies, and Portillo's is donating some hot dogs and beef sandwiches for us out on Tuesday afternoon on the range, and kids are going to have a great time seeing the professionals do a little clinic for them. You know, so we've got kids' autograph zone. We've got BMW is really doing a great job with some of the things they have. They have a fan challenge where we're bringing in Top Golf Crush. So every fan has an opportunity to win prizes out at the championship. And really, you know, when you're not watching the best 70 players in the world, there's a lot to do outside of that.
Easy parking off-site shuttles in, I assume?
Yeah, correct. So we've got several options to get to the championship, and whether that's purchase a parking pass over at Stratford Mall, where you're going to get shuttled back over to the championship. It's a short shuttle ride. Uber, you know, Lyft, you can get dropped off at Lake Park High School, which is right across the street. It's a short walk in. So there's a lot of different ways to get to the championship. The train is also a short walk.
The train goes right by there, yeah.
It goes right by there. You can get dropped off there. So plenty of ways to get to the championship. And, you know, it's going to be great. We've got multiple entrances to get onto the site, and it's going to be just an incredible show.
Last time Rory McIlroy was at Medina, he had to have a police escort to make his tee time. Have you talked to him about his timing?
I've heard about that. I will make sure he's on the right time, and for his tee time, we'll give him a little bit of reminder. But that was the Ryder Cup in 12, which was another fantastic event. That I think the USA came up a little bit short in that one.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Every putt went in for the Europeans on Sunday, every putt, and then some that they haven't even hit yet were going in. It's a great event, and the Western Golf Association does an amazing job putting it on. So I salute you guys, Vince, and the Evans Scholars are the beneficiaries. So your dollars are put to very good use. If people want more information on any of it, where do they go?
BMWChampionship.com. Tickets are still available, and they're going fast. So if you're interested in coming out, we recommend doing it this next week. The playoffs start next week, and then we're August 13th through 18th.
Super Joe, are we giving away tickets next week? I think we are, aren't we?
We absolutely are.
Yeah, so we'll give away some tickets next week. Vince, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, and we appreciate all your support for Western Golf and the Evans Scholars.
Well, I'm a believer. You know that. That's Vince Pellegrino.